adding value to farms, not just a fad. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, and the Surfing Goat Dairy Farm, based on the island of Maui in Hawaii, started as a way for owner Thomas Kafsak to fulfill his own want for quality goat cheese. Now, 12 years later, this farm is the leading producer of goat cheese in the Hawaiian Islands.
I like to eat, and I like to eat goat cheese, and at that time, there was no good goat cheese on this island. So we decided, we make a little bit for ourselves and friends, and this dairy was meant as a hobby in the beginning, that we can show people how you can make cheese and how you can use it in cooking.
Originally from Hamburg, Germany, Thomas says once they started the farm, it became very popular, and now they serve most restaurants, hotels, and chefs in the Hawaiian Islands.
It took like a very fast train, because everybody came here and tried it, and all the chefs are coming at least once or twice a year, and we have won so far 18 national awards for 18 different cheeses. That's more than half of our cheeses, which were the best in the country, and this in less than 10 years, so that's not bad.
Producing between 50 and 60 pounds of cheese per day from their around 90 milking goats, Surfing Goat Dairy still has many challenges, among those being high input costs of shipping feed from the mainland, as it can't be produced on the islands. But Thomas says it's still worth it.
It makes a lot of fun, and we only can do it because besides the cheese and truffle and soap production, we have a lot of visitors, barbecue tours. We have grand tours on Saturdays where they try 20 different cheeses, and the evening chore tours where I can hand milk a goat. So that's additional income, and we need this additional income to survive.
And they had more than 45,000 visitors last year, a great success story for agriculture. This is Melissa Berniston for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.